Nothing that I've heard the show this week that Jarman Cook got today. Jarman always supported PCAF, and he was at every PCAF, I think. And he was at the very first February Awards as well. Jarman was a very big figure. I think we might have been exactly the same age, actually, Jarman and I. And he was an enormously talented person. That's kind of almost beside the point. That's the first thing you knew about anything that he did. You didn't even have to like his work to know he was enormously talented. Jarman and I had a lot in common, I always felt. I thought we were very similar types. He was a real talker. He talked a lot. He was very opinionated. Our aesthetics were extremely similar. Yep. We had a lot in common. So, of course, we didn't like each other. We didn't get along at all. In fact, the very first time I met him was many years ago at some event at the Rivoli. I was with Chester Brown and Joe Matt, and Darwin barged up and flopped down at our table. I didn't know who the hell it was. And he immediately said, he said to Joe Matt, he said, "I want my money back." He said, "I just bought your comic book, 24 pages, and nothing happened." And he said it with a lot more obscenities than he said. And I was immediately picked up my back up. Joe Matt, nobody attacked Joe Matt but me. So I was like, I don't like this guy. And for years, we were very distant after that. But this year, just in November, I believe, Chris Butcher invited myself to go to Kendal in England to do a little Canadian sort of intervention in their show. And he invited me and my wife Tanya, and Chris was there with his husband Andrew, and Kate Beaton was there, and Michael LaForge, and the Immermans were there, and Darwin and his wife Marcia. And I wondered, going there, like, well, it's time to deal with Darwin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to be with him. And the interesting thing was I had a great time. Darwin and I really connected on that trip. He was very mouthy and inappropriate. I would say even pushy. And these are qualities I respect. And he attacked me several times. And we went head to head. And I remember at one point he said possibly the thing that's hurt me the most. I was talking on and on, and he said to me, "Take a breath, huh?" but you know what? I really liked him tremendously on that trip. He was had some quality about him, actually, even at that age, of a brand new old man. He was very working class in his sensibilities, and I related to that. He had a very shared, and our aesthetics are so close, and we talked very much about that. And I had no idea he was ill. And I thought that was the beginning of possibly a friendship. Maybe an odd friendship, but I thought I would see him around for years at conventions. And I was looking forward to like, many more drunken nights together with him. And so when I heard he was dying, I was very upset. I thought about this all day yesterday. While I was out talking and joking around with people that he was going through his last hours. I don't know if I believe in an afterlife, but I often think and talk about that we all have probably one perfect moment in our lives. And hopefully, I always think maybe you get to live within that moment after you're gone. So I wish that for you, Mr. Cook. And I also wish that I discovered earlier how much I like you. Rest in peace, Darwin.